This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A number of Western governments are urging their citizens to leave Lebanon as tensions between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants escalate. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
Lebanon is bracing for an Israeli military response to a suspected Hezbollah rocket strike that killed 12 Druze children and young people on a football field in the Golan Heights on Saturday. Israel has said it would retaliate, and civilians are bracing for what officials said could be days of fighting. The United States, Germany, Britain, and France are among the governments issuing travel warnings to their citizens, calling on them to leave Lebanon immediately or avoid travel there as the risk of conflict widens. U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein has expressed concern that a miscalculation or an accident involving civilians could force either country to retaliate in a way that slides us into war. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman, Jordan.
The normally bustling Venezuelan capital, Caracas, was unusually quiet Monday, the day after the country's political opposition and its entrenched incumbent, Nicolas Maduro, both claimed victory in a presidential election. Officials delayed the release of detailed vote tallies after proclaiming Nicolas Maduro the winner with 51% of the vote, compared with 44% for retired diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez. Opposition leaders claim exit polls had Gonzalez winning by a wide margin. Reacting to the results during a visit to Japan, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has serious concerns the results do not reflect the will or the votes of Venezuelan people.
It's critical that every vote be counted fairly and transparently, that election officials immediately share information with the opposition and independent observers without delay, and that the electoral authorities publish the detailed tabulation of votes.